Washington, this is VOA News. Two top U.S. intelligence officials told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee Wednesday they did not feel inappropriately pressured by President Trump to publicly disavow possible Russian collusion with Trump aides in last year's election. However, that is as far as they would go. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and National Security Agency Director Michael Rogers told the committee they would not discuss details of their White House meetings with Trump in recent months. They refused to respond to a news report that Trump asked them to publicly state there was no evidence his aides had colluded with Russian officials. Here's Admiral Rogers.
In the three-plus years that I have been the director of the National Security Agency, to the best of my recollection, I have never been directed to do anything I believe to be illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate. And to the best of my recollection, during that same period of service, I do not recall ever feeling pressured to do so.
Coates and Rogers' testimony comes as a new Washington Post ABC News poll said 56% of American adults think Trump is interfering with several Russia investigations. Survey also said about 1 in 5 people trust what Trump says about Russia's role in the campaign. Iran's Revolutionary Guards are blaming Saudi Arabia for 2 terror attacks that took place Wednesday at symbolic locations in Tehran. The Islamic State terrorist group says it is responsible for the attacks that left at least 12 people dead and 42 others wounded at Iran's parliament and at a shrine to the late leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked Maiduguri in northeast Nigeria, triggering loud bangs and explosions and causing civilians to flee. Heavy gunfire was reported Wednesday in the Jidari Polo neighborhood of the Borno state capital, but a spokesman for the Nigerian army said the attackers, quote, have been neutralized, situation cool and calm. Maiduguri is the epicenter of the 8-year fight against Boko Haram, but has been largely free of violence for the past 2 years. In December, President Muhammadu Buhari said Boko Haram had technically been defeated after the army pushed it into the remote Sambisa forest. However, attacks have continued since then, with suicide bombers hitting the outskirts of Maiduguri. Debris has been found from a military plane in Myanmar carrying more than 100 people that went missing Wednesday. The plane was carrying mostly family members of military personnel. There's been conflicting information on the number of people on board, with estimates ranging from 90 to 106 passengers and 14 crew members. The Chinese-made Y-8-200F plane was bought last March and had logged 809 flying hours, the Army said. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has been hurt by a new wave of corruption allegations targeting President Jacob Zuma. Zuma's term as party leader expires at the end of this year. He's now at the center of the recent allegations. Top party officials said Wednesday that the end may be near for the increasingly unpopular leader. Drug deaths in the U.S. rose at the steepest rate ever to the highest level in recorded history in 2016, claiming more than 60,000 lives. Early data suggests that deaths from opioids and other drugs will continue to increase in 2017. Drug overdose is now reported to be the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. More than 2 million Americans have some sort of physical dependence on opioids, which are painkillers that are legally prescribed to many people, but can become addicting if they're taken in excess quantities or for long periods of time. The extremely rapid rise in opioid problems is not unique to the United States. The European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction in Lisbon reported this week that overdose deaths throughout the continent rose 6% last year, and the center warned that drug-related deaths in Europe could actually be much higher. You can find more on these and other stories anytime around the clock at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.